South Korea to offer phased support in Hormuz mission. South Korea is reviewing a phased contribution to efforts to ensure safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, Defense Minister Ahn Kyu-bak said on Wednesday. This move signals support steps short of military participation. The review process aims to determine the most effective ways for South Korea to participate in regional security efforts. The phased contribution will likely involve personnel dispatches and information sharing between South Korean and U.S. forces, as well as the provision of military assets. However, no detailed discussions have taken place on expanding South Korean troop involvement. This approach allows South Korea to demonstrate its commitment to regional security while avoiding a more significant military role. South Korea's review process is also influenced by domestic legal procedures, which must be followed before any decisions can be made. The country's parliament has been actively involved in shaping the nation's defense strategy, and this process ensures that any military actions are subject to democratic oversight. The meeting between South Korean and U.S. defense chiefs came a day after Seoul denounced an attack on a South Korean-flagged vessel near the Strait of Hormuz last week. The incident highlights the growing tensions in the region and underscores the need for collective security measures. South Korea's presidential office strongly condemned the incident but said it was still investigating responsibility for the attack. The international community is closely watching the situation, as it has implications for regional stability and global security. The U.S. Secretary of Defense praised South Korea's plans to increase defense spending and assume greater responsibility for the security of the Korean Peninsula. This shift in burden sharing is seen as a positive development for the alliance and reflects the growing partnership between the two nations. Separately, Ahn told reporters that Hegseth expressed understanding over South Korea's position on a conditions-based transfer of wartime operational control from the U.S. The goal of completing this transition at an early date remains a key priority for Seoul. The meeting also covered other alliance issues, including plans to build nuclear-powered submarines. This development has significant implications for regional security and highlights the ongoing efforts to modernize military capabilities. Despite the discussions on various alliance issues, there was no mention of reducing U.S. forces stationed in South Korea or about the strategic flexibility of U.S. troops in the country. The two nations appear to be committed to maintaining a strong partnership, despite some differences in opinion.